It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Morena, Prime Minister, how are you this morning?
Morena, thank you. Not too bad. How are you?
Good. We've got three pretty heavy topics to talk about today. Big flooding here in Auckland, also, of course, COVID, and we will be talking about Afghanistan. But let's touch on what is happening with the flood situation here in Tamaki Makaurau. What's happening on the ground at the moment? What support is the government providing to people who've had to be evacuated?
Well, we're trying to do everything that we would usually do. So our Auckland Emergency Management team, they've set up two civil defence centres, one's in Henderson at the Chambers rooms in the Henderson Service Centre, and one is at a war memorial hall, also in the region where we've had flooding, but we're also using an 800 number. Actually, at the moment, the calls into that have been quite small. So that's telling us that we think a number of people have used family, friends, even neighbours to seek shelter. But I do just want to encourage people, do look up that Civil Defence 0800 number. If you do need support, we can provide accommodation for you and longer-term accommodation, which I know will become an issue over time.
Now, what is the advice around alert level 4 intersecting with this? Because obviously some people will have had to break their bubbles out of necessity. Yep. What's the recommendations from the government?
Yeah, so in a national emergency situation, that's what takes precedence over the alert levels, is getting people to safety and looking after everyone's immediate health and safety issues. So that's why you'll see people were just evacuated. We weren't waiting, of course, for people to be able to move in bubbles or anything like that. We just needed to get people out. So that's, no one's broken any rules by virtue of the fact that they've followed the protocols of a national emergency. Now we're just encouraging people that to try and get back into a situation where they're, if they're able, back into their bubbles or back into a stable situation where they're not interacting with too many people. We can support that. Of course, if they're staying with family and friends, that is fine. That just becomes then their extended bubble. So we're trying to be as pragmatic as possible.
Now, obviously, this is something we might see more of, these severe weather patterns, or we know we will see more of this with climate change. When are we going to see the implementation of the government's new planned climate change adaptation regulations coming through?
Well, actually, the most immediate priority for us in the coming months is actually making sure that we're picking up the Climate Commission's recommendations around carbon budgeting and turning that into our emissions reduction plan alongside that, which is what we're working on right now. And we've got timelines taking us out just to the end of the year to try and get some of that work completed. You're right, though. We have been working on some of that adaptation side of things, but that's something that Minister James Shaw has really been leading on, but it hasn't stopped us from using, for instance, some of our COVID response and recovery to create jobs by supporting local communities to build, for instance, flood protection. So that's something we did in the last tranche of funding. Flood protection enhancements have been in the order of millions of dollars, and that's been scattered throughout the country as part of some of our adaptation planning.
Well, let's talk about COVID now. Of course, we're still here in level 4 in Tamaki Makaurau. And are you feeling positive about the way we're seeing daily case numbers moving at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that you'll hear me say is I try not to get too ahead of those numbers or predict trends before we really start to see them. And a number of reasons for that. One is, for instance, you know, we know that we have a couple of points in an outbreak that are really important. When we identify contacts, we do two lots of testing on them. And we're just coming through that period where we get 12-day testing, for instance. So that's something that we need to look out for, because this particular variant, it's not very predictable. So there's a whole range of reasons that, for me, time matters for us to see really what's happening in an outbreak. But the one thing I can say is we know level 4 is making a difference. No one should question that for a moment. Some of the modelling suggested to us a couple of days ago we could have hit 500 cases if we weren't in level 4, so a day. So it is definitely making a difference. And the proportion of cases we're seeing that are household contacts is also high. But we still have a number of household members who haven't yet had COVID and may well. So I guess everyone, we just keep preparing ourselves.
Now, obviously, a silver lining to everything has been a huge uptake in the vaccination rollout at the moment. Are we going to see prioritisation for greater risk areas, specifically Auckland? This is something I know that the Mayor, Phil Goff, has been calling for a while. Is this being considered by the government?
Well, in Auckland, you'll see actually throughout our rollout, they've been a focus for us because we prioritised people who worked at our borders who are most at risk in that tranche, you know, in those early tranches. And they predominantly work in Auckland. We also started the rollout for over 65s in Counties Manukau earlier because we identified some of that risk. And when you've seen, you know, lately in this level four environment, we've used that as an opportunity to create additional capacity, and that's a lot of that has been in Auckland. So we've got Trust Arena in the west. We've been using that site. We set up a drive-through site at a park and ride in Auckland, in South Auckland. That's been one of our busiest vaccination sites. So all of that extra surge capacity, we were putting into Auckland for that very reason.
Moving forward from this point, though, is there going to be more specific focus on getting people vaccinated here? I know we're still seeing the rollout for like older age groups across the rest of the country. Should we be prioritising getting everybody in places like Auckland, which are, you know, proven to be more vulnerable to the virus? Should we be getting everybody in these spaces vaccinated as a priority?
Well, those surge sites weren't just about older New Zealanders. They were about everyone over the age of 30, and plus telling families to bring along, if you've got kids, bring along your kids. It gets a lot easier from today in terms of eligibility. From today, everyone aged 12 and up is eligible to be vaccinated. So I'd say to people, if you haven't been vaccinated yet, jump online, book my vaccine, reserve a spot, keep an eye out for those opportunities that do have drop-in opportunities. Just please go and get vaccinated. Now, the time it takes to be fully vaccinated, that first jab, it's going to take a couple of weeks after your second jab until you've got that full protection. So don't put it off. We need you to go and get vaccinated as soon as possible.
And just briefly, before we move on to chat about Afghanistan quickly, I wanted to ask, do we need to tighten level four? This has been something we've seen a few epidemiologists and commentators speaking about. Is there anything we should be tweaking at the moment to make this more watertight for the Delta variant?
I've been very open-minded about doing that. You know, one of the things that we've been looking at is where we've seen cases in workplaces. Last time I was updated, we had four work sites where there'd been transmission within the work site in a level four environment. Just saying, looking at those and saying, is there anything about the protocols that we can have operating there to make sure that that doesn't happen again? But also, should those workplaces have been open in the first place? The answer has been yes. You know, they are predominantly, we're seeing food production sites that you would expect to be open right now, places that basically exist to keep New Zealand ticking over, and another reason for us to be very mindful of our essential workers right now, another group we have been prioritising for vaccines.
Well, let's talk briefly about Afghanistan. There's a lot going on here, but are there plans to increase the number of refugees taken by New Zealand from Afghanistan?
So one of the things I've said that we need to do, first of all, is once we've got everyone back in country, that'll enable us to see who it was that we were able to bring out in terms of, you know, our citizens, our visa holders, those who were issued those visas in those days before evacuation, because one of the difficult things to have a sense of is of all of the visa holders who are of Afghan heritage, it is hard for us to know how many were there and needed to be evacuated. We believe that we had a number that were on safe travel registered with us, but I don't believe it necessarily was everyone. So I've said to ministers that what we need to bring together now is a plan for those who are still there to support them to get out. But then the third thing we need to do is then look at our wider contribution to this crisis. And that's where that issue of will we have a specific allocation within our refugee numbers and so on? And that's something I want us to look at once we understand how many we still need to support to get out of ourselves.
Will we be looking to adapt our refugee quota more generally? This is obviously something that is an ongoing conversation, but this seems like a bit of an acute point to talk about at the moment. Is that something that's being discussed at the moment or looked at?
So we haven't made any decisions specifically on Afghanistan. We have doubled our refugee quota in recent years. But of course, that all works through our refugee quota is all tied into individuals being approved as refugees through the UNHCR. So it's quite a different process to what we've undergone in recent days, where we essentially assessed individuals through our own visa processes and then sought to evacuate them. So the UNHCR process is a longer process, and so that's why I just want our cabinet to sit down and say, should we be looking at this through that refugee quota system linked to the UNHCR, or should we be doing something separately? And that's what we want to give some consideration to.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Prime Minister. I know there's a lot going on, so we really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in a few weeks, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll be seeing some good downward trends in the COVID situation.
Thanks, everyone. Take care of yourself.
Cool, ka kite.
That was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.